And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 6th of December. Today is National Gazpacho Day. Gazpacho originated in Andalusia, a region of Spain, probably back in the Middle Ages. Back then, it was made out of a combination of stale bread, oil, vinegar, and water, all pounded together with a mortar and pestle. At that time, Spain was part of the Islamic world, so the name gazpacho comes from the Arabic word for soaked bread. Nowadays, the primary ingredients of this cold soup are tomatoes, tomato juice, bell peppers, cucumbers, lime juice, basil, and olive oil, which get transformed into a soup via a blender. Gazpacho is easy to make at home, but it feels exotic. Once you have the ingredients, it's really as simple as chopping them up and throwing them in a blender. If you can, try to make the soup a few hours before you plan to eat it. The flavors develop more after they've had some time to sit a while. Gazpacho is a good source of vitamins A, C, and E, as well as potassium and folate. These vitamins support immune function and overall well-being. It contains antioxidants like lycopene, which can help reduce the effects of free radicals. Gazpacho is low in calories and high in fiber, which can help you feel full and eliminate toxins. Gazpacho is one great way to let plants shine. The publication of Pests, How Humans Create Animal Villains by Bethany Brookshire was on this day in 2022, an engrossing and revealing study of why we deem certain animals pests and not others, from cats to rats, elephants to pigeons, and what this tells us about our own perceptions, beliefs, and actions, as well as our place in the natural world. A squirrel in the garden, a rat in the wall, a pigeon on the street. Humans have spent so much of our history drawing a hard line between human spaces and wild places. When animals pop up where we don't expect or want them, we respond with fear, rage, or simple annoyance. It's no longer an animal, it's a pest. At the intersection of science, history, and narrative journalism, this book is not a simple call to look closer at our urban ecosystem. It's not a natural history of the animals we hate. Instead, this book is about us. It's about what calling an animal a pest says about people, how we live, and what we want. It's a story about human nature and how we categorize the animals in our midst, including bears and coyotes, sparrows and snakes, pet or pest. In many cases, it's entirely a question of perspective. Bethany Brookshire's deeply researched and entirely entertaining book will show readers what there is to venerate in vermin and help them appreciate how these animals have clawed their way to success, as we did everything we could to ensure their failure. In the process, we will learn how the pests that annoy us tell us far more about humanity than they do about the animals themselves. And here is a poem for today, Ode to Tomatoes by Pablo Neruda. The street filled with tomatoes midday summer. Light is halved like a tomato. Its juice runs through the streets. In December, unabated, the tomato invades the kitchen. It enters at lunchtime, takes its ease on the countertops among glasses, butter dishes, blue salt cellars. It sheds its own light, benign majesty. A cool sun, profound, inexhaustible, populates the salads of Chile. Happily, it is wed to the clear onion. And to celebrate the union, we pour oil, essential child of the olive, onto its halved hemispheres. Pepper adds its fragrance, salt its magnetism. It is the wedding of the day. Parsley hoists its flag. Potatoes bubble vigorously. The aroma knocks at the door. It's time. Come on. And on the table at the midpoint of summer, the tomato, star of earth, recurrent and fertile star, displays its convolutions, its canals, its remarkable amplitude and abundance. No pit, No husk, no leaves or thorns. The tomato offers its gift of fiery color and cool completeness. Ode to Tomatoes by Pablo Neruda. This has been the Vegan's Almanac, with a reminder to share the world with animals and eat plants.